Welcome.
Yes, I think we might have to
look at that.
Well, Gary, the last question was, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the important thing is, I echo what Vinny says. You know, we're literally just going through exit interviews right now with our coaches. We still got a couple players to do, so this is still really we're in the evaluation process, and I'm sure that we'll sit down and talk, and Vinny and I'll go over some things for the future and discuss it with our owner and kind of see where we're at. But it's kind of early right now. We're still in the process of getting feedback from everybody and seeing where we went how we came up short. In the series, you know, the team did a lot of good things this year. The regular season, obviously, we did some things the franchise had never done. But when you don't, you know, accomplish your goals and you don't get as far as you'd like in the playoffs, obviously, you have to evaluate everything.
Do you have a set schedule by which you want to get things done?
I think sooner. I mean, there's no actual set schedule, but I think we'd obviously like to do things as quickly as possible, just to make sure that we can move forward. So there's no real time frame, but the sooner the better. Like I said, we have to still go through. There's a lot of this process we still have to go through. As I said, I'm going to go back upstairs and do another exit interview with another coach and a couple of the players. So we're still in that process. It was only, 48 hours ago, basically, that we're flying home from Memphis. So it's still a little early for that.
Not to sound like T.J. Simons, my coworker, but what do you guys need to know about Benny, find out from Benny to make a decision on his future?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that necessarily we need to know that we don't already know, but I think it's just getting together and seeing what vision we have together and what, you know, where we are as an organization, and you know, obviously the feedback from our coaches, from our players, to see moving forward what the best results will be. But that's all going to be something that we'll get together and we'll discuss, and nothing's been, you know, decided, and we're still in the process of doing that.
Should your players have a role in this?
I think obviously we do the exit interviews for a reason. Okay. We want to have feedback from our players to hear what they're going to say. But this is whatever we do, we're going to do as an organization. And of course, you're going to listen to your star players, and you know, you're going to listen to all your employees and all your players when you make these kind of decisions. But I don't think that's unusual for a team to do that.
Gary, you're leaving a door open for another team to call him and say, here's an offer.
Sure. I mean, look, when your contract is up and you're a free agent, those are always possibilities. But, I think we have a good situation here. And I think, we have a team that our core guys are young and in their, you know, ability to get better, to improve. And so, you know, that's something that is always a possibility, but I don't think we have to worry about that right now.
How would you assess the magnitude of this offseason?
It's huge. I mean, every offseason is huge. Last offseason was huge. We thought we put the, you know, and Vinny and I worked really closely together to put this team together and get the right pieces, what we thought were the right pieces for our team to compete and be as good as we can possibly be as an organization. We came up short, and that's a disappointment, but we have to look at, you know, a lot of the positives. I thought that he and the staff did a really good job during the season, you know, we need to move forward looking for ways of improving ourselves to go further and achieve our goals.
How does it make the process a little different that your star player and your coach are free agents at the same time?
It's tough, but I think that our, you know, the number one priority for us right now has to be re-signing our, you know, star player, Chris Paul. I mean, that's our goal, and that's what we want to do, and we want to put ourselves in a position to do that. We feel like this organization is in a position to move forward with that goal in mind. So it's always difficult. It's never easy, but we feel confident we can be successful.
What is your gut feeling after having talked with Chris on the exit interview about his future?
You know, I'll leave that. You know, a lot of that information, obviously, we'll keep private, you know, because it's an internal thing. But I feel very confident. I think he you know, is an integral part of this. And, you know, we feel like we had a great partnership for the last couple of years, and we want to continue it, obviously. But, you know, these are decisions that have to be made, and, you know, some of them will be taken care of at the appropriate time. And we can't talk to him until July 1st, so You know, we'll go ahead and do that, and we'll move forward when it's appropriate.
How much stock do you put as you evaluate what needs done? It's very realistic. If Blake Griffin doesn't get hurt, she'd still be playing right now and could go deep in the playoffs. How do you put that into the realistic equation of what the next step is, too?
Absolutely. I think, you know, injuries are part of it. Vinny alluded to it with, you know, some of the other teams that have suffered injuries, and it's going to happen, unfortunately. But, yeah, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. It's hard for me to say whether we would have won the series if we had Blake. Of course it would have helped. You know, he's that good of a player and that important to our organization. But those are all things that we have to factor in, that just like every other piece of information that we have in our decision-making process. So that would, just like anything else, will be a part of it.
Because of that matchup, do you have to get bigger and tougher, do you think, overall?
You know, look, I don't want to diminish the situation in that I really feel Memphis is one heck of a team. And I don't want to take anything away from them because I think that they are terrific and you know, very difficult opponent. But sure, I mean, anytime you lose, you obviously have to evaluate where you need to get better and where you need to get a little bit, you know, improve your team, and certainly that's going to happen. So we'll look at that, and we'll look at a lot of different factors, not just that, but certainly all the factors that go into building a team.
Hey, Gary, will you be back as well? Because Chris and Blake publicly said they love to have you in this role. What's your future?
I'm here, you know, until they tell me not to. So, you know, of course I want to be here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't feel that way. But it's not important to me right now. That the more important is making sure that we evaluate the team, look at all the factors, take some time to digest what happened, and sometimes I think it's more important to take a step back and evaluate before making an emotional decision. That I've seen that happen, and a lot of times that is probably the wrong way to go. So I'm not thinking about myself. That's probably the last thing I thought about. Everything else, you know, we're just going to go through the process and move forward.
And how much can you tell us what Chris did say as far as his experience here with the team living here?
I mean, I think, you know, that's something that, again, I want to kind of keep private because out of respect to Chris. But, yes, I think he enjoys it, you know, living here and being in L.A. And obviously we enjoy having him here and having him part of this team. So, you know, that's the most important thing is just moving forward with that.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.